You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to another edition of the Pony Stampede Podcast. Our host, Jordan Hoffeditz, and it is still spring football on the Hilltop. We are now post-spring break, and after what I would say is a little bit of a refresher that first Tuesday, things have picked right back up, and I think it would be fair to say that there's probably a little higher energy, higher intensity right now than there was even before the break. I think you do see the guys kind of figuring out the way practices are run, kind of what they're doing, especially the new guys, and just able to kind of hit the ground running a little bit better, a little bit faster in those practices. Still not going to know a ton just from the spring. I will say I think the biggest difference between last spring and this spring is just the level of competition. And that's not even really necessarily competition for positions. I think it's a lot of competition, offense versus defense as a whole, and then kind of your little breakdowns of offensive line versus defensive line, defensive backs versus wide receivers. I think we've seen kind of both groups, whether receivers or defensive backs, have their days and certainly their plays, and whether it's one-on-one drills or full team drills. But just a lot more competition there than there certainly was last spring, and really even into last fall and throughout the season. Just the depth piece that I'm going to continue to harp on because it's so significant, it's so obvious, and it's such a big deal. Just the rotations, what they're being able to do in the secondary, moving guys around, moving guys in and out without really a drop-off. You know, obviously, just what guys like Jonathan McGill and some of the others have immediately brought to the table. Charles Woods was out of practice on Tuesday. We'll see if he's there on Thursday and moving forward. And what that was. The other big news from Tuesday's practice was the return of Kamar Wheaton and Teddy Knox. Both were suspended for the first part of spring due to academic issues. Those have apparently been sorted out, and they are back practicing with the team. Jalen Samuels, who Coach Lashley in the first week said was suspended due to violation of team rules, has not yet returned to the practice field. Two other noticeable absences on Tuesday. Hyron White, offensive line transfer from Missouri, originally out of DeSoto, was not practicing on Tuesday. The interesting thing there, that gave P.J. Williams, the former five-star transfer from Texas A&M, a chance to work with the ones at that right tackle spot. So that was kind of fun to see that potential there. Another one is linebacker Kiki Burns. He might be the odd man out with the Chris Adamora move to linebacker from safety. Don't want to make any assumptions, but we did not see him at practice on Tuesday. Speaking of Adamora, the more I see him play at linebacker, the more I think that's going to be a really good fit and a move that I think is really going to pay off for this team. You know, he's got that skill set of playing safety, and you bring that down to linebacker, and I think that really works in his favor. He was a guy that they brought in with a lot of pressure on, and I think that's where you'll see a lot of what he can do. I don't think they're going to try to do too much with him at linebacker, especially early, as it is right now. But he might be more of what you kind of envision as a prototypical linebacker, as opposed to some of the things that linebackers are asked to do now. I think SMU has guys that can do that. Obviously, Ahmad Walker comes in I think Jaquandis Burns looks a whole lot better than he did a year ago. You know, this last practice he had a pick six and had a nice little strip fumble recovery towards the end of practice on Tuesday. Like I said, just looks more comfortable and looks like he is kind of trying to take on that leadership role that was definitely left by the loss of Jimmy Phillips, Isaac Slade, Matua Tia, and Shannon Reed, who obviously were such big leaders both on the field and off for that defense as a whole last year, but certainly at the linebacker position. Offensively, Moochie Dixon continues to make plays. Had two one-handed catches in Tuesday's practice. And it's so interesting to watch him do it too, because, and I posted the one on Twitter and on the message board, it almost looks nonchalant. It almost looks like he's not trying and he's just flinging his hand out there, but he does such a good job of waiting until the last second to get that one hand out, and then he wastes no time getting the ball back to his body and getting it secure. And it's ridiculous to see him just kind of make play after play after play like that. You know, he's a guy who's obviously going to get more targets this year, and hopefully his playmaking ability translates with that. Obviously, you know, you got Jordan Curley is expected to be a leader. With Teddy Knox back, that's another speed element on the outside. Obviously brought in Keyshawn Smith, who continues to look good. Romello Brinson, you know, his legs look like toothpicks, but man, he can go up and get the ball. He was overthrown a couple times, and he got up and made catches there. And that's really what you want from guys. You want guys who you can get the ball in their vicinity and they can make plays. He seems to be that kind of guy so far through this much spring. You know, nothing really overly dramatic from the last couple practices. You know, obviously, we talked to Coach Hall, and there's certainly excitement with the running backs room. You know, anytime you get three guys that were four stars or better, top recruits in their state, within their class, there's excitement. Obviously, Kamar is going to have to get in a little better football shape and conditioning after missing the first part of spring. But he'll come in and join with Jalen Knighton and LJ Johnson, who have looked so good so far this spring. You know, Velton Gardner popped a long run in practice the other day, and you know, he's a guy not to forget about. And then obviously Tyler Levine, who stepped up in such a big way for this group last year, is in that leg brace. It's a group, obviously, they're going to have to figure out how to use guys. They're going to have to figure out rotations, starters. I think that can certainly change week to week. I think it's going to change throughout the course of a game. But I think ultimately the biggest benefit is staying fresh. It's what you know, has been talked about with the receiving group too, is that when you play fast paced and you want to take some shots, you need guys kind of that can be at the ready. So, you know, if you have one of your guys run a deep route and it doesn't hit, you need to be able to bring somebody else in right away. And I think that's what you get with the running backs, is just the ability to rotate some guys that all have big playability, all have a lot of speed, have a lot of moves. You know, Rooster is kind of deceptively physical, and I think LJ Johnson is kind of deceptively fast. You know, both of their kind of, if you just look at them, you'd say that Jalen is the speed back and LJ is the power back, and that's certainly their strength. But LJ can get to the edge, and if he gets to the edge, he can get that extra step on a defender. And Jalen's certainly not afraid to go through the middle, go through someone, over someone, when he's running the ball. So I think that's good to see as well. Let's take a quick break, and when we return, we'll talk a little more SMU spring football. This is the Pony Stampede podcast, and we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back to the Pony Stampede podcast. Again, I am your host, Jordan Hofeditz, and we are talking SMU spring football. Just kind of broke down some sights and sounds from the last couple practices. Want to talk real quick about the four true freshmen that are on campus that are getting some work in. All four seem to be fitting in pretty nicely. Obviously, the two that have probably been talked about the most are Jackson Lavender and Alex Kilgore. Lavender has benefited from a couple injuries, you know, as Jake Bailey and Dylan Goffney are recovering. Jackson's really gotten a chance to really get a lot of good reps in that slot receiver position, and he's certainly making the most of them, doing a really nice job. He's running good routes. He's catching everything that's even remotely catchable, showing off that athletic ability and some things that made him such a playmaker in high school. Again, hard to say what his reps and everything will look like when the season starts, when you're talking about having Roderick Daniels Jr., Jake Bailey, Dylan Goffney ahead of him on the depth chart, most likely. But we'll see. You know, I think he's certainly showing he is deserving of an opportunity. We'll see what it looks like when those guys are back and he's fighting maybe a little harder for those reps against those guys. The other with Alex Kilgore, benefiting a little bit from that linebacker group being a little slim. You know, he's consistently getting second team reps with whoever is the other guy next to him right now. And I don't know if this is how they see it, just how they want him to get work in. But right now it looks like Chris Adamora is working most of first team with Ahmad Walker, while Jaquandus Burns and Alex Kilgore are working more second team. Again, can't really read too much into that in the spring. Might just be about having a younger, less experienced player at that position working with a more veteran, experienced player, rather than maybe having Adamora and Kilgore next to each other on the second team, where they're both kind of trying to feel some things out. But Kilgore, again, he's always around the ball. You know, it's hard to say when they aren't going live a ton, but, you know, through tackling drills, he seems to be consistent with his tackling, seems to be consistent with getting praise from the coaches on drills. He looks the part. You know, he's definitely going to see playing time to significant playing time, I think. And then the other two are just kind of interesting with, you know, you got Lonnie Johnson was really a wide receiver in high school, even came out of the backfield a little bit. SMU's looking at him at tight end. I think he's showing up more in some drills and in some things now than he was at the start, which makes sense. He's, I think, figuring some things out a little bit. You know, that linebacker, or that, excuse me, that tight end spot is so interesting because really you got RJ Maryland, who's coming off such a really good true freshman campaign, has added some size to him that he needed to do between last season and now. You've also got what you're really hoping is a healthy Nolan Matthews-Harris, who brings a little bit more of that size and physicality to the position. You've also got Cam Allen, who transferred from Michigan State last year, and some others there. And then, of course, you'll have two more tight ends coming in this summer in Trip Reardon from Frisco Wakeland and Adam Man-Man Moore from Miami Northwestern in Florida. And there, so that's going to be interesting to see what that room looks like. But I will say it's been kind of fun to watch Lonnie kind of, you see him grasp some things. You see him be a little more involved in some of the drills and just kind of look a little sharper on those drills. And I think the same can be said for Braden Flowers on the defensive line. You know, again, he's probably bumped up a spot by Jalen Samuels not being there. But again, just a guy that consistently seems to be getting better and better, a little more sure of himself, a little more sure of what he's being asked to do and how to do it at a high level. You know, I think that's really big. And, you know, just overall, just having those guys there already, having all but two of the transfers on campus and practicing already, also makes a difference in the spring. You know, there wasn't that last year. There was kind of a sprinkling of their early transfer commits. I don't think there was a early enrollee high school true freshman on the field last spring. I'd have to go back and double check that, but I don't think so. You know, most of the guys got here over the summer, went through summer workouts, and then really their first football was fall camp. Well, these guys are getting that leg up in a big way, and I think that's going to, whether it pays off this fall or just further down the road, I do think it is going to pay off. And it's just kind of fun to see. You know, I mean, you see these guys that are new faces that, as it goes, are getting better, more comfortable, more consistent. You know, you've got guys, you know, Jalen Knighton, Keyshawn Smith, and Romello Brinson really have an advantage because they've played in Coach Lashley's offense before. You know, the receivers have been coached by Coach Likens before, so there's that familiarity there. Coach Likens talked about that in the article on PonyStampede.com recently, that, you know, they're not new players. If there are three phases to it, they're kind of at the back end of the second phase going into the third phase, which is big. But the rest of the guys, the one, and then same thing defensively, you know, with the Ahmad Walkers, the Chris Megansons, who are at Liberty along with Coach Simons and Coach Hunley, you know, that they are kind of picking up where they left off. And sure, there's been some time between the two, but they're kind of picking up where they left off and are able to come in with their legs maybe a little more under them than others. But, you know, there's been a lot of really good things, whether they're young guys, whether they're new faces on transfers. I think you're really starting to see some of those things, and you should be seeing some of those things. I mean, you know, they went 2 weeks. They took off the week for spring break. They're now about to wrap up the second week being back. And then there's two more weeks. So again, if you're looking at it in three phases, you're at the back end of that second phase for this group. And I think it's really been positive. I think you've seen guys that maybe need to step up, guys that need to be leaders, you know, your Preston Stones being leaders on the field for this group. And I think there should be some excitement here. I mean, I think right now the probably biggest gap is maybe defensive line versus offensive line. But as I noted, so on Tuesday, Hyron White was out, so you had P.J. Williams filling in there. And really the only, you know, you're missing probably a couple starters as well when you're talking about Justin Osborne not participating this spring as he recovers from an injury, and you're talking about your only two transfers that aren't here are offensive linemen who are finishing up their degrees before joining this summer. So you're looking at, you know, an offensive line that might only have only one starter on it, and it's getting beat up a little bit, but I think you're seeing so much depth everywhere. I think ultimately some guys on the offensive line that are working with the ones now that are probably going to be backups will be better because they are working as ones right now and getting those reps and getting that experience. And I think when you bring in Ja'Kai Clark, Logan Parr, you get Osborne back to actually working with the group. You know, you hopefully get Hyron White back, and we'll know more about the offensive line in the fall. But outside of that, you just see battles across everything, you know, and I think that competition and that depth is, I'm going to talk about it a lot. They're talking about it a lot. It's such a difference maker. It makes everyone better. It makes the team better. And I think that's got to be some of the more exciting parts of this spring, is to just kind of say, all right, there are the ones. Oh, man, there are the twos, and there's not much drop-off. And to some extent, even some of the threes that are coming in, especially the secondary, they're so deep. There's so much depth there that they're able to do a lot there. I think there's plenty to be excited about. We'll see how the spring wraps up. You know, the school released the information on the spring game today. You know, obviously that is going to be Friday night, April 14th, and will be played at Highland Park High School due to the construction currently going on at the stadium. All the extra info is on PonyStampede.com on the message board, and I can try and answer any questions that there may be on that moving forward. And we'll check in again Thursday's practice. We get kind of an update from Coach Lashley, so hopefully he'll have some injury updates, some absence updates, and just kind of his thoughts on how the spring is going from when we talked to him that first Saturday of practices to now, what he'd like to see over the next couple weeks as it leads up to the spring game. But again, you know, keep checking in with us on PonyStampede.com. The message boards, the articles are coming. Like, subscribe to the podcast. Those will be coming more regularly. And pony up.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.